Well, in case you remember listening to last week's show, we are definitely digging Krypton on Sci-Fi, and we just happen to have Dev M himself on the show this week. It's Aaron Pierre. Aaron, how's it going?
Yeah, hey, I'm well, thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, Aaron, when you first started working on Krypton and got to know Dev M a little bit better, what would you say drew you to the character the most?
For me, I think what drew me to the character was how sort of honorable he is and how a person like that finds a way to sort of deal with problems that he encounters. He's somebody who, you know, he's not really able initially when we first meet him anyway to sort of react off the cuff. You know, he always has to sort of refer to his moral compass, and that for me was really interesting, dealing with a character like that who was quite a meticulous thinker and didn't sort of react, you know, instantly.
Now, we know that Light Azad is Dev M's intended, but we can see that it's kind of more than that from him. He truly cares for her. So how would you describe their relationship from his perspective?
See, I think Lyta and Dev's relationship is truly a complicated relationship, because before they were, you know, bonded, before they became one another's intended, they were really good friends and they had grown up, you know, seeing each other around the city here and there. But, you know, their relationship began as friends and they just really were interested in one another's sort of outlooks on life. And that's really how, you know, they were introduced to one another. It became complex when, you know, another sort of facet was added on top, and that was, you know, being bonded together and become intended. I mean, from Dev's perspective, I think, you know, fundamentally he loves her, but he's very aware that they both sort of been forced into this situation. You know, it's a forced hand. And I think, you know, as each episode goes along, he's sort of just muscling his way through the complicated situation that is, you know, essentially, you know, a forced relationship.
Speaking of a complicated situation, I mean, we know that how Dev feels about Black Zero, and it seems like Lyta is kind of always there trying to defend the Rankless. So do you see that somewhat of a strain in their relationship at some point?
I think although Dev, you know, he is very you know, dutiful and he takes his work very seriously, you know, that's sort of the outermost layer of him. You know, that's the layer of him which has been, you know, sort of drummed into him and drilled into him since he was yay high, since he could walk. You know, that's sort of the, you must be this and you must believe this, you know, if you're going to be in the military guild. So that's sort of a sort of subconscious reaction, you know, to Black Zero. But I think, you know, when you really start to peel back the layers of this, you know, military man who at first appears to not have any sort of flexibility and he's not very malleable, when you really peel that back, you know, he does have a conscience and he does want change and he does want positive change. And that may not necessarily always be the same outlook that the military guild have. So I think Lyta and Dev actually have more similarities in their beliefs than first appears in the first, you know, couple of eps.
Let's take that a step further, because we also have the voice of Rao that is involved here, who's kind of like the supreme, kind of a dictator of leadership of Krypton right now. So now, soldiers are typically loyal. You talked about his honor, that usually goes to the leader. So do you feel like Dev does still have some doubt there, though?
You know, Dev is a man who, he you know, he knows what the law is, and he knows what the overpowering law is in the city. And he also knows the consequences of not following, you know, those said laws. You know, so he goes through the motions, and I don't think he goes through the motions out of fear. I think he does it out of wanting to maintain some sort of peace and quiet for himself, because his job as it is entails a lot of crazy stuff. So I think he sort of doesn't want to add to that. So he goes through the motions. But I do think that he, you know, he does have questions and not many answers when we first meet him. And I think, you know, as time progresses, you know, he may begin to ask those questions and muster the courage to take action on that.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to Aaron Pierre, who plays DevM on Krypton, which you can see every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern on Sci-Fi. Now, Aaron, we know that Dev is also very loyal to Lyta's mother, Jayne Azzad, who is, of course, his Primus. So what's it like to be surrounded by so many strong women on this show, man?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. And Dev is so, you know, he's so close to Jaina. You know, Jaina has taught him absolutely everything he knows. You know, from how to, you know, how to walk with your head high, how to react in an emergency, how to, you know, plan, you know, if there's, you know, going to be a raid or an attack, you know, every single part of military training Dev has learned from Jaina. So he is, you know, that's like his mother, essentially, in the show. You know, he would do anything. He would give anything to make Jaina happy and to keep her pleased with his progress, essentially. And of course, you know, Lyta and Nyssa, you know, these are women who, you know, he's very aware are absolutely talented and absolutely strong in every single way, and he's inspired by it.
Taking one more complicated step in this relationship between Dev and Lyta is the affair, of course, that's going on with Seg, which seems to be, you know, known by a lot more people than we actually think. But I'm guessing Dev does not know about this. But if he were to find out, how much do you think that would change things?
I mean, so I'll put it this way. I mean, so as I said, you know, Dev is military trained. He's a smart cookie. I think he's more aware than most people perceive him to be. You know, he's aware that there is some sort of connection between, you know, Lyta and Seg. However, he hasn't yet established what that connection is. So he's aware it's there, but he doesn't quite know what it is and what sort of level it is of the relationship, you know. So he's definitely intrigued to find out. And I hope you guys are too.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of things we want to find out, Aaron, before I let you go, we've seen a little bit of Dev in action the first couple episodes, but not too much. So will we see more of that in upcoming episodes? And could we possibly see a Kandarian duel in his future as well?
I mean, you know, I think as the episodes progress, you definitely get to see you know, a dev who is, you know, at his sort of truest. You know, initially, for example, in episode one, you know, you meet this very militant, as I said before, no flexibility. You know, his job is his job and that's it. But as the episodes progress, you really get to delve into the sort of truest characteristics of Dev and what he truly stands for, aside from his military obligations. And in regards to a Kandorian duel, I mean, who knows? But I know for sure Dev would not say no to that in the slightest.
Well, I guess we'll have to just wait and see and watch Krypton every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern on Sci-Fi. You can also catch up on past episodes, sci-fi.com. and the Sci-Fi app. It's Aaron Pierre, Dev M himself. Thanks so much for joining me this week.
Thank you, my man. Really appreciate it. Thank you.